Welcome back to NewsRamp Book and Publishing for Wednesday morning, February 25th, 2026. As always, real news stories with AI narration. Visit newsramp.com for the full articles. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted newscrafters.com news curation. Here we go.
Mitch Gold's memoir, The Blonde, The Ferrari, and The Kwan, will be featured in this year's Everyone Wins nominee gift bags in Hollywood. The book offers a real-life narrative of Gould's journey from Brooklyn to building partnerships with athletes and entertainers. Gould's memoir focuses on resilience, loyalty, and the human side of success, aiming to inspire readers to take their own chances in life.
40 years after America watched Geraldo open Capone's vault, the real story is finally told. 40 years after Geraldo Rivera's infamous opening of Capone's vault, author William Elliot Hazelgrove reveals the true story behind the television disaster. His upcoming book, Capone's Vault, delves into the media circus, myths about Al Capone, and Chicago's role in the spectacle. Using new documents and interviews, the book uncovers the secrets of that fateful day in 1986 when Geraldo uncovered only a single bottle of bootleg gin to 30 million viewers. World Publishing Company strengthened its position in both commercial and educational publishing. World Publishing Company has strengthened its position in both commercial and educational publishing. Founded in 1902 in Cleveland, Ohio, the company has evolved into one of America's most influential publishing houses. Known for high-quality fiction, nonfiction, reference works, and children's literature, World Publishing Company has a rich history of expanding access to literature and educational resources.
All well. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Book and Publishing Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.